Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. We have a new segment now on Passage to Profit. It's called Your Exciting New Business Journey. And before we get to our distinguished guests, it's time to talk about your exciting new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business. So should you start a new business? Well, often our listeners ask, how do I know if my idea for a business is viable? Let's turn to our guests to find out how they decided that their business or project was viable. Doug, welcome to the show. So good to see and hear you. How did you decide whether your projects were viable?
You know, for me, one of the things that I've enjoyed throughout my career, back in my first career in the agency days and then moving through various roles on the client side, is the opportunity to teach, train, and mentor. I'm really involved in formal organizations like the Advertising Education Foundation. I do a lot of mentoring at high schools and colleges, and the opportunity to help unlock someone's potential for me is incredibly gratifying. And so when I thought about writing the book, I realized that I had an opportunity to hopefully make a difference to the lives of people at a broad level by putting thoughts and thinking down on paper. And it's terrifying and exciting because now everybody gets to judge you for your belief system, which is why I call it a guide, not a manual, because there's no right way or wrong way to build brands and build marketing platforms. It's really about you finding your way. And for me, the viability comes in the people that I've touched throughout my career and the responses that I've gotten since the book came out in October. So I'm excited about it.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that. Sadie Bones, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts? How did you decide that your project, your most recent film, was viable?
Honestly, I wasn't thinking about that at all. I needed to tell this story for myself, and I figured, you know, I would just take that chance.
Right. So, I mean, you didn't really put yourself in the mindset, is this going to work? You just felt it was something that you had to do and wanted to do, and that was the catalyst for you moving forward with the film.
I had to do it for myself, and I was lucky enough that other people resonated with it and wanted to be a part of it and now want to see it.
Yeah, some pretty good people, if I may say. Some of these actors are top-notch.
Absolutely. And we'll hear more about that later. So, David, very excited to have you here. How did you decide that your product was a viable product?
I think it's all about identifying whether your idea sort of is meeting an unmet need in the marketplace. So in my case, I was looking for a breakfast that was high protein, low carb, keto, but also had like a sustainability focus, which is something I care quite a bit about. And there really weren't a lot of things out there available. So I started making my own sort of oatmeal alternative made with nuts and seeds, including acorns. And it was sort of part of my regimen that I began to eat. I started sharing it with family and friends, and people liked it. And I come from the food industry. So I come from this business. I'm used to running marketing, running innovation for natural and organic food companies. I saw that there was a white space in the market. No one was really doing this. No one was really focused on heirloom and heritage foods. And then you never really know whether your idea is viable until you put it out there. So when I put it out there and I started to see that consumers were coming to our website and they were ordering and they were reordering, it gave me confidence.
Confidence based on not only your idea and your knowledge of the market, but also you tried it and it turned out to be a success. Jason, Justin, how did you guys get your foundation started?
We really started the foundation out of necessity, right? When you talk about the need for something, we talk about supply and demand. We're both from Mississippi, right? So one of the lowest median incomes in the country, but also one of the highest poverty rates for Black Americans, right? So one of the things that we recognized that people were starving for was financial literacy. And again, that's what drove us to provide that need, right? Growing up from a family that pushed education, but not necessarily financial literacy.
Kenya, when it comes to deciding whether your fitness business was a viable option for you, what were some of the things that you thought about?
Well, I thought about myself in terms of that I needed to lose weight, and I saw the market, right? We're always looking for solutions to lose weight in a healthy way, and there's no lack of market share when it comes to health and wellness and what that feels like and the value that gets put on it. So that's how I evaluated my decision to move into the wellness space.
Elizabeth.
Well, I started a video directory of B2B businesses, and I did some focus studies. I had a friend that's a professor at a university, and we did a focus group with her students from the consumer end who said, yeah, I think that we would like these, but we'd like them shorter. So I made the videos much shorter. I did run into an unforeseen problem. Even business coaches and people who coach people to be on video hate to be on video. So it's been kind of a challenge to get 30 seconds of people on video for this. I'm pivoting a little bit because I'm going into podcasting big time this year. And we have a podcast studio we used during COVID in New Jersey, and we're redoing it so that other people can come and do their podcasts there. And I've realized that they need a lot of help. So we have that help to give. But I still want to do the directory. So I think taking the temperature of people and seeing if they'll do it. I had somebody tell me, oh, there aren't enough people that want a podcast. We went to a seminar, PodFest. It was a big meeting, and there were 2,000 people there. So I think there are people that like to do podcasts.
Absolutely. And for myself, as the owner of Gearheart Law, intellectual property firm that we started 18 years ago, I was in the corporate side and worked with a lot of large law firms, and I really felt like the large law firms weren't interested in working with entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurship had always been a passion of mine, and it turned out to be a great move. So focusing on unmet need, I think, is really important part of deciding whether or not your business is viable. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program director Alicia Morrissey. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearheart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearheartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.